Welcome to our Team Roundtable podcast, where we explore the hot topic of the week here at CRE Resources. And just a reminder for those tuning in for the first time, CRE Resources is a unique recruitment agency with a single focus of providing CRE staffing for clinical studies across North America. So let's dig in. Angela, what is the hot topic we've discussed this week?
We wanted to talk about why it's important to be extremely responsive and flexible when you're going through a job qualification process. It almost seems silly to have to bring this topic up, but I think we can share some examples that might actually surprise some of our listeners as to why candidates actually lose opportunities, not because of their credentials, not because they're not good at what they do or they fail competency questionnaires or any of those types of things, but just because they're not in their darn email. And they're not responding to our inquiries or providing the information that we need or being flexible on being able to schedule interviews or, you know, that type of thing. So that's what we wanted to talk about today.
Oh, perfect. Yeah, just in general, following directions. But some people, you know, it's hard. You think, well, I know what should be the case with all these other recruiters that I've worked with. And this is how it's always been. You know, I talk to a recruiter once, I give them my information once, and then they handle it from there. And then I never have to check my email or follow up. And I just wait until that interview. But for us, our process is a little different, right? We have a little bit more of a buttoned up way about doing things because our clients really like for our process to be buttoned up and how they receive our candidates. So maybe we should start there and talk about our way, our process a little bit.
Yeah, I'll let Natalie talk to that. She mentioned that earlier during our morning huddle about actually one of the candidates that we've represented a couple of times now and some of the feedback that she had on our process in general.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she was actually going to or is going to refer someone that she knows to our firm. And the funny way she said is like, I will let them know of your guys' process because there is work to be done when, you know, you first communicate with them or with us. So, and she was very appreciative of our process because she was like, I get it now. I understand. Yes, I have to go through a questionnaire and have an internal interview and do the reference check. But then once I'm done with all of that, it's just a matter of you guys reaching out to me. Hey, I got this new contract. Hey, I have this new opportunity, or just checking in to check my availability to continue to keep me in the loop of opportunities, which then after that is just a breeze. It's just, hey, I got this. Are you interested? Versus working with recruiting firms that don't take that process serious or don't take that time really to get to know the individual and what kind of opportunities they're looking for, what kind of availability, what kind of projects they want to, you know, if they don't want to work on oncology or if they only want to work on oncology projects, because she says that's refreshing because I know that you guys understand what I'm looking for and trying to find that good fit for me.
I think there's two keys in there I want to talk to. First of all, is that point is we don't bug the crap out of our CRAs for positions that they're either not interested in or not qualified in, because we do take that time up front to get to know you as a candidate so that we can partner with you, not only to help represent your brand in the best light, but to put you in situations that you want to be in will excel in.
Yes, I agree with that. It's like, it's finding that right fit. Like I tell everyone, help me help you, tell me what it is, you know, let's go through this journey together. I can get to know you and you can get to know us as a firm, because, you know, I know a lot of time folks just call us headhunters and I don't get bothered by it sometimes, or people are like, oh, I'm so sorry, that's just the name that always comes to my mind. But I look at it as a partnership. I'm here to work with you and work together so we can find you a good fit.
Yeah. And that whole concept of being a niche recruiting firm. Yeah. I mean, we specialize in the placement of CRAs. That's our bread and butter. That's what we do 90% of the time. And, you know, I'd like to say we do that fairly well. So, you know, recognize that we don't place you know, engineers, and we don't place, you know, any odd number of positions. We really specialize in what you do. So we want to make sure that we cover all the bases.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Which goes to the second point that I think Natalie had in her, as an undertone, is because that's what our clients, they specialize. You know, we're representing a client that is an oncology client. Their specialty is that oncology specific indication. And their blood, sweat, and tears are in that product. Mm-hmm. And we take that really seriously whenever we represent candidates that could actually be considered for monitoring those projects, because it's about the company as well as the candidate, as well as the subjects that are going to be enrolled in that project. Because, hey, we're on a mission as an industry, aren't we, to cure cancer, or to solve the transplant issues, or whatever the issue is that these sponsors are trying to resolve, which is part of the reason why we take the qualification process so seriously. You know, we want to work with the best of the best. Our clients know that. And we want our candidates to know that, too. When you get through pre-qualification process with us, it is a big deal, because we do want to work with you over and over again then.
Perfect. You know? So once we kind of outline how we do things, let's talk a bit about speed to market. I think that's a really important factor in this whole conversation, about how things need to move quickly. Does anybody want to speak to examples about that?
Well, I actually do have an example of someone who was a little bit unresponsive. So I had actually spoken with him about a position, and he had great qualifications, and we wanted to submit him over to the client, but I sent him the email to confirm that he just needed to, you know, sign the form confirming he would like to be submitted, and we didn't get a response. So we waited. I even called to follow up with him and just got his voicemail and never received a response, and someone else got the job. And then about a week later, he came back and said, oh yes, please submit me for this job. Unfortunately, at that point, it was too late. It was already gone. So, so that's a bit of an extreme example. Most people are more responsive than that, but just a reminder that these jobs move quickly. So, so definitely, we, like Natalie said, help us help you. We want to help you get the job, and we do need that timeliness to do that.
That's really key, isn't it? And I guess I should tell the audience, you know, we don't send these emails in a vacuum. Whenever we send the email asking you to confirm, we're on the phone with you when we're telling, whenever we get ready to send that email, hey, I'm getting ready to send this email, because we don't share your credentials with our clients without your written authorization. And so all we're doing in that case is asking for your written authorization to submit you to that client, because we want everything to be transparent and on the up and up. And all he had to do was respond back to that, wasn't it? And I agree. I think sometimes it makes me wonder if people don't understand how quickly these positions go, especially contract positions, because they move so fast. It's very, positions can open and close in the same day, within just a few hours, actually.
That's a really good point. Absolutely. And then also, you know, to that point, especially in the beginning stages when we're getting you ready to submit to the client, you know, making sure that you have everything on your end buttoned up. So you may think you have all your ducks in a row, but do we have the most recent resume for you? Is it missing your last employment? Does it include your location? You know, there's just a lot of things. Does your LinkedIn profile match your resume? And is your brand consistent across all of your materials? Make sure you get your ducks in a row so we don't have to keep dragging that information out of you, because we do need all of your ducks in a row to be able to send you over to our clients. So make sure you've got everything wrapped up on your end, you know, cross your T's, dot all your I's, and then that way we don't have to keep going back and forth with you, you know?
Yeah, I agree.
I will say, when, as a recruiter, when you're going back and forth with a candidate and you're almost restating the same thing, well, I still need this, and it still doesn't match, you know, or your LinkedIn's still not showing up to date, or it's a little red flag for the recruiters, you know, we've stated, recruiters scare easily, because that just shows, okay, if you can't be buttoned up during this process and be on the lookout for your emails and respond, you know, in a timely manner, that just shows us several things. How serious are you about the opportunity? Can you follow directions once you're in that contract? you know, like I just like to share that just so folks can understand that when you're speaking to the recruiter, you're also speaking to the face of the company or the client that you're being submitted to. So, and when there's many applicants applying and being more speed to market as far as their urgency in responding and having all their ducks in a row, they're going to pick those folks first as far as like the interviews and things like that, because they're going to see it firsthand, like, oh, well, they can follow directions. They got everything ready. Wow, they came back fast. Let's go ahead and submit them. So
we'll prioritize them as well. You know, we have 10 candidates that we'd submit for an open position today. The ones that were right on top of their email, sent everything in that we requested for them to be sent, the details were there and they were accurate. Those are going to be the ones that we represent first, because it is more than just having 5 years of oncology. Right. It's about how you execute the qualification process and the so that we can represent you in an accurate way.
Yeah, all of that matters. And then what comes to my mind, so once we get the candidate all the way through to submitting them to the client, you know, it also doesn't stop there. So once the client, you know, selects who they want to interview and they start their interview process, definitely make sure you're on the lookout for communication about, hey, this client really is so interested in you. They want to interview you. So many times I can't even mention, you know, we'll reach out and say, hey, you've been selected for an interview. Please let me know your availability. You know, and then it's just crickets, you know, make sure that you're on top of your correspondence even past that point, because, you know, a lot of things move quickly. Again, speed to market. A lot of times, you know, we'll schedule interviews for the very next day, and then they'll wrap up their decision by the end of that day. I mean, if you get back to us and say, well, I'm available to interview, you know, 2 weeks from now, well, I don't know that you're going to be that competitive, you know. There's a lot of things wrapped into that. How much are you invested in this process in moving on to a new position? I'm sure you're busy. Everybody's busy. We're all, you know, really busy with our work and overloaded. And maybe that's the reason why you're wanting to move on to a new position. And so help us help you make time to get there. And then give us everything we need. If we have our own, you know, prep sessions beforehand, make sure you just give us all the availability, time zones, just give us all the information. Don't just say, yeah, I'm free tomorrow. Okay, well, when tomorrow, you know, could you be, you know, busy for an hour there? Or, you know, are you available all day? Or, you know, don't make us go back and forth. We're trying to help you get on their calendar as soon as possible.
Yeah, or worse, this is my biggest pet peeve whenever it comes to scheduling interviews with clients, is we tell you, and a lot of times our standard is to tell us when you're not available so that we can work around it, because we're trying to coordinate with the client, and the client's got several people that are going to be involved, and, you know, whatever. Someone comes back and says, I'm available at 9 tomorrow. And I'm like, okay, we're like coordinating like 10 people here, and you give me one time slot. And I would agree. I think that flexibility makes a difference. And I agree with you, Becky. I think, you know, for those of you out there that are listening, you all have jobs. It's hard to find a job when you've got a job, isn't it? You know, I mean, trying to balance all of that in, and the ethics of interviewing while you're on site, and, you know, the travel time and all of those things. I know it's a challenge. I get it. But being able to be transparent with us, I mean, we just actually had a back and forth with someone for a reference to where, you know, she wanted to meet after hours. You know, our clients aren't going to interview you after hours, you guys. Our clients are going to interview you during hours. When you make a decision to look for a job, you have to understand that there has to be some flexibility put in there in order to make yourself available to, I don't know, look for the job and to go through that whole methodology.
Yeah, it's a whole process, but we're here for you. We're here to support you through it. Just if you can be as clear as possible about how you're available and how you're making yourself available, and everything buttoned up on your end, it'll make it a lot smoother. Do we have any other thoughts about how folks can be buttoned up through this whole qualification and interview process?
I think Jenny had a point earlier in the morning huddle about another situation to where, Jenny, I think you said that you were concerned about the fact that whenever someone's not flexible or responsive, you worry about whether or not they're really serious.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. Because you kind of start to wonder, you know, when you keep not hearing back from them for a few days, well, how interested are they? You know, if they do talk with the client, are they even going to be that interested in the job? So mm-hmm. it is, I think like Natalie had mentioned, it is a little bit of a red flag when mm-hmm. you notice that.
Yeah. And again, it may very well be that it isn't that you're not interested. It's just that you're doing a lot of travel or you're doing whatever. Mm-hmm. So tell us that up mm-hmm. front.
Yeah.
So
communication is key.
Yeah. Yeah. And over communicate. I mean, tell us. I mean, we're on the phone with you and you've decided that you want to be represented. Tell us then, hey, look, I'm going to be out of the country or I'm going to be doing this, that, or the other, or I can't interview until such and such, or, you know, help us help you. Natalie says it all the time, but it's real. You know, let us know what we can do, because we can submit you over at that time saying this candidate's going to be out of the country until Thursday, but here's her availability to interview. We could do that at submission. We don't have to wait and jockey back and forth to coordinate a time afterwards. So there's a lot of that we can do whenever, because we know you guys are busy out there. So let us know what that schedule looks like in advance so that we can get in front of the client with that schedule and help to keep the back and forth at a minimum as well.
Absolutely. And another mm-hmm. thing I would just tack on to that is I see this sometimes too, where, you know, I say, hey, what's your availability? Maybe it's Wednesday. And I say, what's your availability? You know, things are moving quickly to interview. The client wants to interview you. And they'll come back and say, well, next Tuesday is preferable. And it's like, well, but could you make it happen before that? You know, are you actually free on Friday? You just don't really want to. I mean, you know, let us know if you're able. If you're not until next Tuesday, that's perfectly fine. You know, we'll work with that. But oftentimes I'll say, you know, I'll go back and they'll say, well, actually, yeah, I could do Friday. It's like, well, give us all the information up front. To Angela's point, if you could, it behooves you to do things as quickly as possible if you can. If you mm-hmm. can't, let us know and we'll work around it for sure. But mm-hmm. if you could, definitely let us know. Like, it's not my preference, but if things are moving quickly, I'll make the time and it'll happen. I mean, that speaks volumes to your flexibility mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. and how willing you are to, you know, be a team player and go the extra mile. And as Jenny said, to show your interest, you know, that you're really serious about competing for this position, because at the end of the day, you are competing for these positions. So help us help you. We want to make sure you're successful. All right. Well, I think that about does it for our time. Thank you so much, team, for all of your examples and all of this information. I think it's really going to benefit everybody. Thank you so much, everybody out there listening. If you want to explore more of our content, you can visit creresources.com/blog to check out our latest articles and additional podcasts. You can also sign up to get this content delivered to your inbox. So feel free to reach out to creresources.com for more information about our firm.